today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's my birthday, and I would like all of those suds.
Start the machines.
I would like all those suds.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. That means we'll have detergent-flavored ice cream.
I don't give a rat's ass. biodegradable suds. And I'm not a house guest guy. You know that, right?
Oh, you hate being a guest.
I would be happy to be in a hotel.
Yes.
I like owning it.
It's like you learned that just from a few games of Monopoly with him, right?
I want to
buy.
I don't want to be a guest at a cottage. I'm going to buy my own.
I want Baltic Avenue. Bring it.
You guys.
So I finished my schnitzel.
Did it have a sauce?
Just will you please? I'm trying to get through.
Well, he's practically sexually aroused right now.
All right, do not want to stand.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the show. Whoa. A little early for those of you live streamers out there. I just want to say hi. I'm Mike O'Mara, and this is the Mike O'Mara Show. How was everyone's weekend?
Good morning.
Delightful. Yours?
Oh, 3 days of it. Thank you for covering for me. I sincerely appreciate that. It was my birthday whirlwind weekend. It was fabulous.
Time on the road, time with friends.
I start today's show by thanking Trip Affleck for sending me the mitten, glove, doggy poop bags that allow you to pick
sweet.
Up your dog's ex. Very sweet. The sweet is the word that I would use. It was marvelous, but fresh from really getting to know New England like I've never known it before, to getting to know the great state of Vermont, which I've never spent any
You've
time.
You spent your entire life going to Maine, so how is it different when you traverse Vermont?
It's beautiful. It's mountainous. It's spectacular. And then, in order to, here's a little geography lesson for you kids out there. In order to get from Maine to Vermont, you have to go through New Hampshire. And just lots of signs with moose and lots of mountains and lots of tiny, tiny little dead towns.
Really?
Just dead. I mean, well, some of them are dead. Some of them are vibrant. Some of them are fine. Some of them are not fine.
I've known you a long time, and I can pick up on stuff that some people maybe not. Other people might not. When you said New Hampshire, you had a tone.
Well, I don't like New Hampshire.
Why? Because you also don't like Indiana.
Have you always hated New Hampshire?
No. When Jimmy and I went to Laconia, it seemed like everybody we came in contact with in Laconia, New Hampshire on Bike Week had their hand out and wanted to get you. So that's what it was.
Bad experience. And you killed, well, you guys rolled your bikes in the U-Haul.
Yes.
Yeah, they were not fastened right.
So it was not fun. But the getting to Vermont, the home. Unfortunately, I was not able to touch base with our friend Marcus Serta. I know you boys will be disappointed.
That is truly unfortunate.
Damn it.
That is truly unfortunate. But because we went so hard, the Colburns and I, and we went so late into the night on Friday night when we arrived, and we went so hard on Saturday with all the activities that we were gassed, and it was just movie night at the Colburns on Saturday night.
Netflix and chill.
It was total chill, which is exactly what we wanted to do, and it turned out it was exactly what they wanted to do as well. So it was spectacular, and then it was back across New England again, and fantastic.
Did you drive through New Hampshire again?
We did. In fact, we dined in New Hampshire.
Where?
Well, because the birthday weekend was the throw caution to the wind, eat what you want birthday weekend, and because Sunday was the last day of that, because we knew that today, and by the way, Carla, great grapefruit. I should say, because...
you may not have grapefruit.
Yes, because we knew it was like we threw caution to the wind. And when you're on the road, it doesn't matter. We don't take a lot of highways. We take back roads and came to, I believe the town was Gorham, New Hampshire.
G-O-R-H-M?
I don't know. So anyway, we came to the town and we ate at a Chinese buffet restaurant in New Hampshire. And it was what you might expect it to be. But it seemed to have a a crowded parking lot, and because we are never, because I personally am never allowed to eat in that type of establishment.
Right.
Whereas in Manassas, I loved them.
Yes.
There were 12 of them in Manassas.
Sure.
Every week you'd get another one popping up. They were fantastic.
Well, in Manassas, the featured authentic Chinese cuisine. Did you feel the cuisine was authentic in New Hampshire?
No. No, I did not. No, it was what you would get at all of those places.
Right.
It was the steaming, chafing dishes of goo with the only thing about usually your go-tos are your fried rice.
Yes.
And your lo mein.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you can rest assured that's going to be okay.
Yeah, they have brown sauce and they have orange sauce stuff too, though.
They have the goo with the chicken.
Yes.
I think it's chicken. And then the goo was in the chafing dish and totally, you can never get enough of what won't satisfy.
Mm.
We both waddled out to the car with our young one and, we just gooily poured ourselves back into the Subaru and it was off. The pathetic tour continued.
The Goobaru.
It was off to drive. Mrs. O'Meara did a fantastic driving job. Both to and from,
mm-hmm.
6 hours of driving both ways. That makes me officially elderly now because she drove.
Well, no, she's just attending to you.
But she's also avoiding your driving habits.
She is avoiding my anger that it's Sunday and it's like, rah! But there was no anger to be had, Oscar, because the highways and byways of northern New England are empty. They're devoid of traffic.
Mike, you find a way.
I probably do.
Yeah.
Goddamn pine trees.
Goddamn another moose sign.
Even as we got closer to home, I did find that because it was just getting there and you got in front of the person at one point I said to my son, I said, Michael, we're just about to pass this car and I want you to look because this person we're passing is 1,000 years old. He is 1,000 years old. Now, normally when I say that, it'll be some old lady between 50 and 70 that's driving. I swear to God, Carla and I busted up because we did pass the guy. And when we passed him, he looked like the man from the movie Up, only skinnier. And he literally, he had his chin on the steering wheel because he was pressing his face up to the windshield trying to look out the window.
We can take the Pixar analogy a little further. He probably looked like the toy repairman from Toy Story.
It was amazing to watch, but a good time was had by all. And I've got lots of stories from the weekend, and it's great to be here. And I know that we've got incredible stories from Rob Spiewak about Tony Bennett, and
yes.
We've got an incredible story from Oscar Santana that's causing a major controversy.
Oh, man.
A brouhaha.
Bunch of butterflies in our audience.
Is that replacing snowflake now? Is butterflies?
No.
Is it a butterfly? Is it a butterfly?
They kill one rat in a horrific way by accident, and now I'm the monster.
Yeah.
Oh, no. By accident?
Well, no, I tried to drown him.
No, don't. Hold it.
I already talked about it on Friday. You don't want it in detail. You snooze, you lose, Mike.
Yeah, we'll
know. You talked about it when I was here. Why do you save that crap for when I'm gone?
Well, because you need content.
Why do you save that wonderful me? Because you need content. You're right. You're right about that. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about you bringing a great story to a show.
Thanks for
when
doing
I'm not
the job,
there.
Son.
But did you have to do it so well?
Oh, man.
Oh, so it's a repeat. Then I can have it here. Then if you killed a rat.
You can thumbnail it,
I had to kill a rat. It's diseased.
It was dying in his backyard. Flies were circling it.
No Randy name. Baumgarten?
Nah.
No Dan name. Mason?
I felt bad for him, but it just didn't work out well. And
Sam Rogers?
I got it online from everybody. They're like, how dare you? Do you think I wanted to do it, people?
How did you kill it?
I had drowned it in a bucket. Not very well.
You drowned it?
Yes.
You mean drowned it?
Drowned it. Drowned it.
Yeah.
Drowned it.
He's got 11 jobs, by the way, and he says drowned it.
The problem with the drowning of the rat.
You don't need English language. You just need to work.
You need work, a work ethic.
Yes.
That's it.
What we established on Friday is that rats are innately buoyant. So it wasn't an easy drowning.
He didn't die.
Just give me the crib notes. Okay.
Look,
so what? Did you pick it up with a stick? How the hell do you get into the water?
I've been poisoning rats since last Wednesday when everything came from Amazon, right? I set all the traps up. Because we have a rat infestation in the city of D.C., including my house.
Especially your neighborhood where they were excavating and all the rats
The big
out
dig is
the...
getting us. So, I finally found one of the poisoned rats in the backyard. He had a bunch of flies over his head. I want, like, I do not have the constitution to go and take a shovel and beat it over its head, and hopefully it dies quickly, or drop a rock on it. I just
so
don't
it had
have
flies
it.
All over it. Was it dying?
It was dying.
Yes.
Dying, right? So I look online.
Happy Monday.
Worst place to go. It says the most humane way to kill one of these guys, if they're already diseased, is not to drop a rock on them or kill them with a shovel, because all things can go wrong and they could suffer more, is to put them in a bucket and drown them, right? So I filled up a bucket and drowned
them. You went online? Did you really go online to find out?
I was here with Rob when I was doing it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's worth a repeat for me.
These are the quality moments you miss by being in Maine, is it when we're searching Reddit on how to kill a rat humanely.
There's too many things that can go wrong with the bucket. So it didn't go well.
Variables.
I thought they said there were too many things that go wrong if you hit it with a rock or a shovel.
Again, they didn't go into detail, and I read the wrong form. Now,
rat killing forum.
Really quickly.
It was terrifying.
You picked it up with a shovel and dumped it into the bucket?
A bucket of water that I ran, and then the little guy started swimming. And by that time, it was too late. Like, I had to finish the job. It just didn't go well, right?
So what did you do after he started swimming?
I had to find a shovel to hold him down.
Under the water?
Yes, it was terrifying. It was not something I was proud of, all right?
How long did it take?
They can hold their breath for 3 minutes. You got to hold the shovel there for a good amount of time. You're like, I feel like Grim Reaper. This hopefully will never happen again.
And then he just stopped?
Mm-hmm. Then you throw him in a black bag. So, look.
And wait, Mike, for the return of the ghost of the rat.
Yeah.
And people were upset with
you? People are upset, and I get it. Look.
What are people upset with? I'm sorry. It's diseased vermin. I love animal rights people. I think it's wonderful that I don't like it when people go over on safari and kill beautiful animals. But a rat,
let me just tell you something. A rat will never quit. And that's why it's okay to put him in a bucket. So,
and everybody's entitled to, look, I get that story is not pleasant to listen to. It is not something I enjoyed or I had fun doing. I am telling you what I had to go through. And if anything, if you ever have this issue, you know what not to do. All right?
Yeah.
You know what not to do.
So you took a lot of beating. You took a beating over the weekend?
Well, there was a lot of tough show to listen to on Friday.
Oh, come on. Oh, God, shut up. Just keep it to yourself. Jesus.
And I'm like, tough show. Did you have to do everything I had to do? No.
Horrible.
And by the way,
trying to put it out of its misery.
We beat up Adrian a little bit at the front of the show because he deserved it. And then we gave him a task after the show and he failed at that too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good place to start. Sorry, rat lovers. I'm really sorry. And I apologize for Oscar Santana, because if it had been me, Mike O'Mara, the person whose name is on the show, mm-hmm. I would have let the poor thing go.
Really?
After nursing it back to health, I would have given it my own milk.
You breastfeed it?
I would have breastfed the rat.
Can you milk me, Fokker?
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk the rat? So I don't know. Well, my God, we don't. All right, here it is. It's official. We have too much effing show. Start it right now. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
If you'll hear ice cream truck, do they have the ice cream man around here? Remember when the ice cream man used to come to town when you was little? And no matter what you was doing, you would stop and lose your f***ing mind? There's something about the ice cream truck that make kids lose it.
My kid does.
And they can hear that shit from 10 blocks away. And no matter what was going on, the ice cream man came and stopped. You be getting some marbles and shit, and you hear. Ice cream! Ice cream! The ice cream man is coming! The ice cream man is coming! Ma! Those are some money! Then your mother come to the window and be throwing change. She's saying, get your father toasted almond bar, and get your brother ice it, and get yourself vanilla cone, and bring back my change. And you catch all that and run down the street, top speed, chasing the ice cream truck, going, ice cream! Ice cream man always drove extra block, though. And I know he's seen us and shit, but I think he just be in the car with his friend saying, watch me how fast I make these motherfuckers run. You be behind him doing 50, going, ice cream! He stop, you be all out of wind, saying, Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. And you get your ice cream. I get my ice cream. I remember I would get my ice cream, and I didn't eat it. I sang for a little while, you know.
Ice cream.
No, it'd be one kid on the side didn't get no ice cream, and kids don't care. They go,
you don't have no ice cream. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. Because you are on the welfare. And you can't afford it. You can't afford it.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a radio show and a podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Listen, we have so much. I'm not sure where this show is going to go or how much we're going to be able to get to, but I've decided. I've made an executive decision.
Yes.
We will do another show on Tuesday.
Good. Good.
Anyway, our show today brought to you by Texture. Are you paying attention not just to this podcast, but to everything you need to be? If you like being up on what's going down, you have to read magazines. I love them.
Yes.
There's nothing like them. Time, People, Cosmo, Entertainment Weekly. I am a personal friend of Miranda Priestly. That's how much I love magazines. Now you can get all the magazines that matter with Texture. What's Texture?
What is it?
Well, I'll tell you.
Well, go ahead.
Well, don't tell me what to do.
Why not? Hey, shut up. You shut up.
No. Texture is the magazine app. The magazine app. It offers more than 200 of the best magazines all in one place. Get complete issues, get back issues, all in one app. Stay connected to the biggest and best stories today with Texture. And you can put it on your smartphone. You can put it on your tablet. You can put it on any of your smart devices. It's wonderful. You get all the quality journalism, all the beautiful photos, all the great interviews,
yes,
which I adore. Stay connected with Texture. Texture delivers the best of both worlds. Newsworthy stories and relaxing entertainment anytime, anywhere. Dive deep into the issues you care about today with Texture. To start your 7-day free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. Why wait to start reading the latest issues of your favorite magazines? Try Texture for free today at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS and start your free trial. You are going to love it.
Love
like
it.
I do. I love Texture. I love magazines. I could read magazines all the time. I could read magazines. If somebody said books or magazines, it might be difficult for me because magazines are so relevant and recent, and in this turmoil of a world that we all live in right now, it's important to be as knowledgeable as you can, especially if you're doing a political show.
Right.
Which from a content standpoint burns faster than any content I've ever had. I've always worried about with the podcast, with the long tail and people listening 4 days afterward, would it still be fresh? Well, it is because we talk nonsense. But on a political show like Political Persuasions, that show is dated 15 minutes after it posts. So if you're going to listen to Political Persuasions, listen to it on Thursdays
on
or
it.
Mondays, whenever we
upload. Well, things move in a rocket ship pace. I mean, they're just changing ever more. Sometimes the prep that you've done is different than when the show's over, and that's only a 45 minute show.
You wake up the next day and the Caps lose their Stanley
Cup. Yeah, Barry Trotz is gone.
You know, coach, you sit there, you're like, I can't believe he's gone.
That's right.
I made a conscious decision this weekend to leave my laptop, which is I do not get my content very often from my smartphone. I don't like it.
Right.
I don't like the way it's designed on a smartphone. I like to
it's
get it
tiny,
on my laptop.
Too.
And it's not fun. So I left.
You like reading newspapers?
No, I'm not
physical
a newspaper
ones?
Reader. No, I don't.
Dirty
do that
fingers.
Oh man.
No, yeah. I actually, you know, if I see one, I'll read it, but it's very rare. But my laptop, I made a conscious decision on Thursday when we were getting out of here to leave it in the house and didn't look at it. And imagine my surprise when, somebody said to me at breakfast on Saturday morning, "Do you hear what jacket she wore?" You know, and I was like, "What?
What? Huh? What?"
I missed the whole story. But that's the way it is. Political Persuasions.
Were you wearing the same I don't care jacket when you got the news that she was wearing that jacket?
A little smaller.
Well, you like it with a cropped waist.
I like the cropped waist because it you know, it slims me, and you know, when I've done the work, my feeling is if I've done the work, why not show it off?
Show
if
the
you
world.
Got it flaunted, mm-hmm. baby.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome, ladies.
I don't know where to begin today. I really don't, because I mean, I've got the whole Adrian thing that just fascinates me. But let me get the fresh stuff out of the
Please.
Way. Okay, let me just go through and see what I got to tell you about. I think everybody knew that I was going to Vermont and that the number one thing that was going to happen in Vermont would be the tour of the Ben and Jerry's.
Which is why I played that Eddie Murphy tape to set you up in an ice cream form of mind, state of mind.
There is an ice cream product that is sold in this country across the fruited plain and worldwide. That was created by Ben Stein and Jerry Stiller that is called Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. And
why don't you eat it?
Ben Stein, after he worked for Richard Nixon, wanted to do something fun, and he decided to create ice cream. And so, no, I believe it's Ben...
Bailey from Cash Cab.
That's it.
It's Ben O'Mara and, isn't it and Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, is it Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
No, he used some of that car money.
So here's what I wrote on my show prep today.
All right.
At number one, the crushing disappointment of the Ben and Jerry's factory.
Oh, no.
And then a Queenie visit that Rob will love.
Yeah. You're allergic to disappointment.
Man.
The disappointment. Let me explain. So it is Saturday morning. We have had an evening with the Colburns, but not too much of an evening because they are the hosts with the most.
Oh, they're machines.
Yes.
It's everything you would have expected being a house guest of the Colburns and bringing my four-year-old. Let me tell you how great it was, all right? And I'm not a house guest guy. You know that, right?
Oh, you hate being a guest.
I would be happy to be in a hotel.
Yes.
I like owning it.
It's like you learned that just from a few games of Monopoly with him, right?
I want to control all of it.
I don't want to be a guest at a cottage. I'm going to buy my own.
I want Baltic Avenue. Bring it.
You guys.
I don't even like to be a guest in family houses. Yeah. I don't like it.
It's awkward.
I don't like it at all. I love to have people. I don't like to go. The Colburns are so cool that in their house, when we got there, and you know, it's not like a priority for me. My priority is to see our friends and chat and catch up and all that. And then I said, so where are the digs? And the Colburns have a second floor, a basement area that had a guest room. And then he had converted his second his office in the basement to a little area for Michael.
Oh,
wow.
And it had a bathroom. So we didn't have a room. We had a floor.
You had a suite.
A separate living space. Like almost like you would have an in-law space.
Yeah.
And then we had that all to ourselves, and it had a television area.
Damn.
That was weird. So it's basically their
Daniel.
Rec room that they had. It was so perfect. But of course, it's them. And everything I did as a house guest was modeled after what they do. We brought two little locally made coffee mugs to them. I brought all the
It's known as a hostess gift, Mike. You brought a hostess gift.
But I mean, but everything we did, everything we did,
yes,
I would never have done it if they hadn't done the same thing.
So you're just echoing what they did when they came to see you.
Yeah, but probably not as good as they do it.
Didn't they bring like a cooler of cold beer?
Yeah, and that's what I did. I brought him a cooler of
it's good.
Main design ciders and craft beers.
Oh, good man.
Mm. And by the way, the craft beer, okay? Let me explain how they get you. This is the new thing. If you're out and about, we have the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Society.
Yes.
The craft cider, and I would say within 5 to 10 years, if you are middle to lower middle class to low income, you are not going to this. Now, remember, you heard it here first, all right?
Right.
Mark my words. If you're in that zip code, if you're in that financial world, in about 5 to 10 years, you're not going to be able to do anything fun. You're not going to be able to do anything fun at all unless you like going down to the river and watching leaves float by. That's not
why.
Not
why do
be,
you say
because,
that?
Because you know what they do with these
what
craft
do they
beers?
Do?
All right. They're ridiculously overpriced.
Very right, costly.
Yes, that has not
in order,
changed.
In order to manufacture this, there are only a few items I think that ought to be high priced in the area of consumer goods. We'll get to that probably sometime midsummer.
Good.
All right.
But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, they give you the 4-pack now.
Yes.
They don't give you a 6-pack. They give you the 4-pack.
Yeah.
They give you the cheesy. Now Colonel Colburn said to me, well, you know, and immediately when I was talking about this, because I was ranting.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he gets bored with that after about 16 seconds of me. Dad, a 4-pack. This is a Well, they're normally 16 ounces. I know that's logical, but I don't want to talk about that.
Four packs have been around for years.
I know they've been around for years, but you know what? They haven't been around when they're
Michael Mara was buying them.
If you put six in those, you know what would happen? It'd be you'd walk up and say, "I'm not paying that. I'm not going to pay that." But at a four pack, you can get it to be exorbitant. But I'm just saying, it's a ripoff. It's a
they
ripoff,
know they know the breaking point. And they've arranged it so it's this many dollars for beer.
Right.
Look, the way we drink beers and consume them, Mike, is different than the general public.
No, I think we're like the general public. I think we're very average, Oscar.
The four beers are more than enough for a man to get hammered on. Six beers.
Oh, what are you talking
about?
Of
a high ABV IPA.
Yeah,
seven ABV.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's what you don't get.
Four sevens. I'm laying on the ground.
Yeah, but there is nothing worse than finishing the beer, except maybe having one beer in your refrigerator. Because you know you can't go any further. You should always have more beer.
And I'm not talking about me alone.
Yeah. Do I want to kill myself tonight? Is tonight the night?
I'm sharing. That's why sharing. Three and three. You know, I'll have three. My friend will have three.
Yeah, a six pack. It goes back as long as time.
You'd be laying on the ground with four for yourself.
Can't drive home.
But if you had two, if you had three, you'd be a little buzzed, but your friend would be a little buzzed, and he might be a little fatter than you are, and so it's okay. Oh, anyway,
fair.
I don't want to talk all about beer.
They are expensive.
It's a ripoff, okay? Ciders and craft beers, they come in four-pack.
Too expensive. All those ciders. And you know what? All those not your dad's lemonade or whatever, all those fake sodas
that they're all four
designed
packs
to make 15-year-olds alcoholics,
yes,
they're all way overpriced.
So all booze.
Yeah, booze. They put the boo in booze.
Booze.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. Booze costs too much. That's why I started Six-Pack World.
Crown booze.
Okay. Four-pack. You want to buy fifths of bourbon? They come in a six-pack. That's right. Wine. Your favorite wine comes in a six-pack. Not an average case. Easier to carry. Beer,
booze,
wine, cider.
Can you
all of your craft brews.
A six-pack of wine, how much noise it would make carrying it around. Right. It'd be like wind chimes.
Everything comes in a six-pack.
Unless they're
cans.
Could
we get specialty wines from all over the world. We divide them into six, and we put them in a carrying case you can drink. Anyway, okay, so that's it. I don't like the four pack. So that's Friday night. We have a great Friday night.
Right.
Colonel Colbert makes this gumbo, and they were nice enough. They got me a little birthday cake.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was wonderful. Carla woke me up, and I got to play golf and everything. In the on our way up, I stopped at a place, and it was great. Fantastic weekend.
Good.
But the centerpiece of our trip was the trip to the Ben and Jerry's factory, where I'd been silly and told Mike that there was a chance Willy Wonka might be there. But no, we drive about an hour through the wilds of Vermont to get to this fabulous place. And I was
Are there signs
excited
along the way, like south of the border? Does it say, 10 miles to the Ben and Jerry's experience, like build the anticipation?
No, because it's really not. It's not that. It's not that is a. The type of, it's not an amusement park a la Disney.
Okay.
It really isn't. So we drove, and it was really, really exciting, thinking I'm going to get there. It's going to be great. And we get there, and Colonel Colburn says to me that, it's a rainy day, and that means usually the traffic spikes. And it's crowded. It's more crowded than I thought it would be, but not unbelievably crowded. And it's kind of chill because it's Vermont and everything is fine. And we go in. First thing you got is a gift shop. And
naturally,
they have a little sign that says the next tour will be at like 11:10, middle of the day.
Okay,
which is and there are people there, so we're going to wait about a half an hour, and we're going to kill time by bopping around the gift shop, and we got some bowls. I mean, some bowls.
Bowls.
Some Ben and Jerry's bowls.
Ben and Jerry's bowls.
Ridiculously overpriced bowls that were silk screened on the side, and I'm looking around and I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun, but really. Ultimately, it's the factory. That's mm-hmm. what I'm looking
yeah.
forward to. It's going to be the factory tour. And I thought, now the only thing I said, and I said this to Mike and to Nancy, I said, the guy, the director of First Impressions, they got this guy that looks like Bob Newhart that's selling tickets. And he is a double-edged prick. He is just not happy to be there, and he is not smiling. And my, you know, and I think maybe the funniest I was all weekend is when I was doing, I get crazy in these places.
Sure.
And my comedy brain starts to work overtime. Mm-hmm. And I started doing the crusty voice for the Colburn saying, the guy that's behind the counter should be so over the top happy, and he should be doing the crusty voice.
Yeah.
Like going, welcome to Ben and Jerry's. I can't say it.
Yeah, it's ice cream.
You've got this absolute douche who didn't want to be there and was sighing and was kind of going.
Sighing?
Yeah, he was just taking big, deep breaths and kind of, you know, shaking his, you know, that head shake when you're just trying to wake up?
Yes.
He's pulling that crap. And he's 75 years old. And I'm sitting there going, why are you possibly here if you've got that job, which is kind of a, you know, you're doing
Walmart
the ticket
greeter.
Sales.
Yeah, you're setting the mood. You're setting the mood for the day.
Be happy.
Yeah.
And we were watching him, and, you know, the Colburns are as sweet as the day is long. They don't say anything. That's why I think we balance each other a little bit, because, you know, I'm just this walking complaint factory that's just like, look at that guy. Look at him. You know, we had nothing to do. All right. Once you run through and you see the overpriced scoopers, you know, you want to go back out and, you know, you're chilling and you're watching the guy. And no one's getting ice cream yet because that's the reward.
Right.
After you go through the tour, you get your free sample, and then you go out and you get your Mac Daddy real ice cream.
Your Porsche, your big boy portion.
And that's really what I'm because if you have
ice cream before the tour, is going to make you logy.
What is a tour like?
Well, it didn't stop this one particular lady, this tattooed Alanis Morissette, you know, from Manatee World.
Oh,
that, you know, was Alanis Morissette if she's eaten Cheetos her whole life?
Yes.
And then she had a chocolate cone that she was making love to before the tour.
Yeah,
and I thought it was a little appropriate, but who am I to judge? Right?
Yeah, that's right.
If you're going to see Ben and Jerry's, you love ice cream enough where you're getting it before, after, during, doesn't matter to me.
It's only time you should get it. Yeah, like that.
Live and let live.
That's right.
What stopped you from getting it beforehand?
Well, I didn't think it was appropriate. I thought you want to see the factory tour, and then your reward at the end is like you get a free sample, and then you figure
and
out
besides,
what flavor you
maybe
want.
Besides, maybe if you see the factory and it seems unhygienic, maybe you just pass on the ice cream. You get in there and you see.
That's not the case.
Well, no, I'm sure
they're selling you. They're showing their factory off. They're not showing you a dirty living room.
I ended up getting a real. I paid for a cone of the same flavor that they gave as the free sample at the end of it.
Was it a new flavor?
It was. I don't know, but it was delicious. It was the best flavor I've ever had.
Wow.
It was fantastic. It was called Phlegm Swirl. So we go in and they said, all right, hi. And the lady was really, really sweet. The tour guide. What a great gig. You know,
hi, my name's Becky, and we're going to show you today. Now, here's the deal. We're going to go to the van. There are no flash photography when you get to the second level where you're going to look down on the factory where our wonderful Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Blah, 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 and she's giving the whole spiel.
Right.
Now, there'll be a short movie before we start about Ben and Jerry. And it was like super small theater, little tiny screen. They show how it started. It was not over the top, you know, kind of when they do those things where in 1962, I don't want that. It was really kind of cartoonish so kids could handle it. And then Ben and Jerry come out with their nose hairs at the end, and they give a little like a social responsibility thing about this poverty commitment that they're doing. And it was really, and they had a little thing for, you know, a poverty initiative that they were doing there, you know, still maintaining that social consciousness.
Yeah, it's good
that
stuff.
Made them what
they
are.
Did you
get
their autograph?
And they weren't there. They weren't.
No, they're in the movie. You could buy their autograph at the gift shop.
No, they said Ben was in Monte Carlo and Jerry was in Nice. So anyway, they granted them
an audience.
So the movie's over.
Good.
That's really what Daddy's waiting for, because what does Daddy want? Daddy wants to see where the fun is made.
Yeah, the magic.
And, and we go upstairs, and they said, all right, now no flash photography when we're watching. I'm like, okay, we're going to see how they make this amazing confection. You know, you're going to see all the little pints going through the conveyor belts, and you can see the goo coming out of the freezers. And I'm really jacked. I pictured like what I want. Here's what I want to see. I want to see a wheelbarrow with like Heath bars and just wheeling across and then dumping it into the beautiful vanilla.
The Oompa Loompas bringing in baskets of cherries.
Right. And then they come out and they said, okay, now let's get up to the stairs. And I'm looking down and I go, and unfortunately, you won't be seeing any ice cream being made because they're cleaning today. And I said, no!
Oh, no.
Yeah, it sucked. It was very, very disappointing, yes.
Sorry, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moose out front should have told you.
They're cleaning!
Now
they're cleaning. Now nobody made a big deal. I wanted to burst into tears. I said, "No."
Yeah, I was going to say, "How was your reaction?"
It's 11:30 on Saturday, which is completely perfect
prime time.
Day, you dicks, Ben and Jerry, and you're bringing the Mr. Clean in.
Yeah.
You're bringing the Comet and cleaning. Like, why'd you do that at midnight,
Mike? It's like going to the Vatican, saying, "Sorry, guys, we're cleaning the Vatican.
We're cleaning the Vatican.
Yeah,
the Pope's in Monte Carlo.
Yeah, there's no church
you
today.
You dicks, you just cheated us. It isn't fair.
Did
we
you tell them
see the ice cream coming out of the cock-a-doodle machine?
Did you tell them it was your birthday?
No, I didn't tell that. I didn't say that. There were too many little kids around.
You should have.
It's my birthday, and I would like all of those suds.
Start the machines.
I would like all of those suds.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. That means we'll have detergent-flavored ice cream.
I don't give a rat's ass. Your biodegradable suds on all the machines that I'm watching with a bunch of guys like almost look like they're on a cigarette break because they're up there going like.
Did you?
Dicks.
Was it?
Really?
Was the apparatus, the what they had built,
yes.
was that whole layout what you imagined of how
no.
to make the ice cream?
No, it's smaller.
Oh, really?
There are a few factories all over the place. The big factory is like...
Right next to the Colburns.
You could walk from the Colburns to the big factory, but this is a smaller factory, and they talked about how many pints they... You know, and by the way... Okay, thanks for sharing how many things it poops out every day for the Ben and Jerry Empire so they can have me drive all the way from the state of Maine to go walking in while you're giving the ice cream freezers a shampoo.
Who was more irate?
On Saturday. Does anybody think of it? No, they don't think about it. They get the rubes, and what they want to us out into the gift shop so we can spend $40 for an ice cream scooper. You know?
Does the tour cost anything?
Yeah, like $5.
Oh, that's nice.
Even they
paid for
the
Colburns because I'm a good guest.
Splurge.
Were you as irate as Colonel Colburn was? Did he scream and yell?
Yeah, he was real. He was beside
this is ridiculous.
I do not believe that. You know what? He's a tough guy because you can't get to that level that he's at
right.
without being a tough guy.
Yeah. You're
he's
right.
He's a quieter tough guy than I am.
An inner rage.
As a matter of fact, we were so disappointed. I said, well, you've ruined it. So you didn't. You should have called ahead, Colburn's, and known that they were going to be bathing the factory.
They clean the brass instruments on Saturdays?
Maybe, a polishing.
So he was like, this makes sense.
Yeah of course. This is what we always did in the band.
It makes sense to people. I mean, hygiene. You don't want to get like disease in there. But how about midnight, right? How about midnight where you bring the slower-witted employees in, you know, that are just like, scrub the floor, Rocky Road.
Ben's dim-witted nephew that still works at the factory.
How dare you, Mike O'Mara?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I didn't care for it. But then,
how long did the cleanup, they're cleaning real good last?
Yeah. Oh, that it looked like it was going to be the whole day.
Whole day, okay,
it looked
sure.
like it was going to. It looks like they were going to be wave after wave after wave of disappointed tour goers that want to see the gooey ice cream come into the little machine and the. I wanted to see the conveyor belt.
Candy cane.
Yeah. And then everybody, you know what would happen? This is what would happen. You'd sit there and the things would be coming out, the little pint things, and it's like, oh look! It's half baked. It's half baked.
Yeah, exactly.
Half baked. Number one flavor in the country.
Wow.
Is it really?
Yeah, you would think it maybe Cherry Garcia.
Bunch I would think heads. So. That would have been my guess. I see what you envisioned was walking back there and it was like the beginning of Laverne and Shirley in the beer factory with like the conveyor belts moving and everything at in least, action.
At least the pine things and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, my disappointment was short lived,
Yes.
After they pooped us into the tasting room.
Yes.
And in the tasting room, they had a window that showed the new flavors they have.
Uh-huh.
And then they gave us the, it was something like caramel chocolate chunk, which was vanilla ice cream with chunks of chocolate and caramel. And it was a wonderful free sample. And so I, and of course, everybody kind of, it was very polite. People were very polite. And I laid back because I am the, you know, I'm the one at the dinner table where the waitress comes over and says, who wants dessert?
Yeah, so you're a little self-conscious.
So I lay back.
How many in your group? How many in your tour group would you guess?
42,000.
42,000? No, a stadium.
No, I'm not sure how many. I don't pay attention to that type of thing. Maybe 20.
Okay, so you were 30. Able to hang back. How big was the sample that you got?
It was in a little kind of Dixie cup. It was not too small. It was not too big. It was fine. And as I'm eating it, there was a family there, of a father, a mother, super fit. Guy looked buff. And a son and a daughter, and they weren't getting samples.
Oh.
And I have a mouthful. I have a mouthful of the first sample. I'm going, and I look over, and he's looking right at me. And he didn't say it was no. There was no expression on his face, but he was looking at me. And I wanted to go. I just absolutely, I resisted the urge to like, take it out of my mouth and go, what? But I didn't say that to him.
I know how you could have diffused that situation. What you do is if he looks at you and you lock glances, you finish your bite and you swallow and you say, this is my make-a-wish trip.
Yes, you've used that many times.
I have. So. And you know what? It always wins.
A little rainy and then it was out and I got a cone of a full-size cone.
Nice.
Small. Yeah. I got a small. A small waffle cone. Yeah. The Colburns got sugar cones. Anyway, so that was it.
Classic Colburn.
Of the same flavor?
What?
Of the same flavor?
No, I think everybody was getting different flavors. I can't tell you. I'm not paying attention to anybody. Even
you were
my son
a little
point.
Focused at that point.
I'm just going, daddy, shut up. And that was it. I think Carla shared her cup with Michael, and they had some flavor. I don't know.
That's good.
Raspberry cheesecake,
I think. Fancy.
They shared
Damn.
It together. And
yeah.
Said, and Carla said, you want to share a small cone? And I'm like, get out of the way. So a little disappointed. There's always, wherever I go, just, I can have great joy, but always significant.
Did your son have fun?
I don't know.
We'll
take
yes.
a break and yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll go with that. No, he got a treat when we got back to the house.
Good.
I bought him a cheap Lego set. Lego. We will take a little break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there, this is Katie. Tune in to this week's Cake and Cookies to find out the deeply bizarre psychological connection between me and Rob. And how you too can join in through the TMOS Amazon portal. Oh dear.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Cake and cookies with a brand new logo.
Well, no, it's a retro logo. We've had it. We just rotate them.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. The truth is, all right. The truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth.
What flavors were they?
Raspberry cheesecake. Mm.
Yeah, I think so. The truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing, but not Quip. So what makes Quip so different? Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes, but still packs the big vibrations to clean your teeth. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses that remind you when to switch sides. Quip's subscription plans deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror. I've got it down in Florida, and it serves as a cover for hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. As a matter of fact, my Quip package just arrived 2 days ago. I got brand new Quip stuff, the greatest toothpaste in the world. Everyone loves Quip. They were on Oprah's O-List, named one of Time's best inventions, and Quip is the first subscription electric toothbrush accepted by the American Dental Association. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now.
When?
Right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Thank you, everybody. Oscar, are you okay, or do you have to step out and help
I'm
our
okay.
visitors?
I just told everybody they can take care of business.
Nice.
We've got show to do.
We're going to play a little guessing game here because there was one activity I did not expect, nor was I planning on, but I know it had been mentioned, but I will do this with Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
We'll play a little Q&A because I went full Queen on this trip. All right. That's the first hint.
Full
after
the flowing
Ben and Jerry's
striking.
After the Ben and Jerry's factory, you'll never guess where we went.
Full
it's
Queen.
Actually where we dined, where we had
Ooh,
lunch.
Ooh, the Vermont Teddy Bear Factory.
No, that's a very good
guess.
That's
a great
guess.
It is
not correct, Oscar.
So if you are going full Queen, it involves eating. Is it a celebrity restaurant?
It is not a celebrity restaurant. As a matter of fact, restaurant is wrong. You can ask
five questions.
All right. Was it more of a roadside attraction?
No.
Oh. Does it have anything to do with Casablanca?
Casablanca.
Wow. He's just pulling at black and white straws.
He doesn't care. That's why you're not involved in this.
All right. If you say you went full queen and you dined there and it's not something that is technically considered a restaurant, was it more of a gift shop / tourist attraction?
A tourist attraction, you are correct, sir.
Okay, good.
And that includes a gift shop.
All right, well, they always do.
And many other things.
Can I have another guess, please?
Yes, go ahead.
This will help.
Does it have to do with maple syrup?
It does not.
Ah, that's a good guess, though.
But they got that everywhere. They got that all over the
joint. Chock-a-block in four packs.
Okay, if it is a tourist attraction, is it allied with a celebrity?
Technically, yes. Oh, why did I hit that? Technically, yes. That's the dinger.
Okay,
Queenie.
Trying to. Did you go to Nathan Lane's bathhouses?
That is not correct.
Right. Does it have to do with? I'm thinking for some reason. I don't know why I think Vermont. Why am I thinking Kenny Rogers?
You know what? I'll give you a hint.
I'll take a hint. I'll need a hint.
Your sick mind may get there.
All right.
Think Nazis.
Ooh.
I always do.
I probably don't know what I'm talking about. So no, it was not. Think Nazis.
Okay, if you're thinking Nazis, then you're thinking German.
Yes.
Was it like a German beer hall festhouse type thing?
We enjoyed our lunch in a beer garden.
Yes, ooh. I think I get credit for that.
No, you don't, because it's not the whole thing, because the whole place is a compound.
Oh.
It is a massive compound.
Okay, then
it is a lodge.
Oh, you went to the Von Trapp Family Lodge.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
From
The Sound of Music.
Alive with the sound of music. All right.
Did they live in Vermont?
They escaped to Vermont.
They escaped to Vermont.
Turns out things at home were going pretty bad.
if you've ever watched The Sound of Music, they flee Austria, their native, with Georg and Maria, and they settle.
Georg.
Hello, Georg. They settled at this mountain retreat in Vermont,
yes,
which is because it reminded them of their native Austria.
Oh.
And that's
are any of the originals still alive? Any of the kids?
They were fossilized and actually sitting on the lawn in the front when we walked in there.
When you had your dinner or your lunch, did you enjoy the puppet show?
High on a hill was a lonely goat head lay.
This is where they settled. Yeah. Oh, the children there. Yeah, yeah.
Bias to none stealing the distributor caps off some Mercedes.
This is so wonderful. This is where Maria Von Trapp and the Von Trapp family settled after they were chased out of Austria by the Nazis. Yes, this is fantastic. And The Sound of Music, you know that I watch The Sound of Music with my daughters every year if I get the opportunity. We kind of missed it this year, which sucked. But I it's what we love to do.
It's one of the all-time great Nazi-themed musicals.
Is it as beautiful as the movie?
It is. Well, no, but you can tell it's a mountainous region, and it was kind of a gray, misty day, but it was still a very beautiful spot. And one of the new places that they built was this like beer garden where they brew their Von Trapp brew.
Ooh.
And we all had flights, and they had their different. Why are you laughing, Rob?
I'll have 16 ounces of the Climb Every Mountain Lager and the Edelweiss IPA.
And it was good beer and good food, and it was.
Did they have a lot of your favorite things?
Beer and food. That's two of them right there.
Well, these are a few of my favorite things.
If you count Ben Jerry's, I'm three. I got three going right there.
Big birthday.
Yeah, it was.
It was great.
I'm jealous. I've read about that place. They say it's pretty cool.
It was it was good to go up there and see, and it was funny, and we just laughed, and we had a great time.
Did they surprise you with it? Did they know that they were going to take you there, or how did it happen?
I think it had been mentioned that we will do Ben and Jerry's because it's close by.
right around the corner. We went up there, and then we were just, we'd had a late night on Friday, and we were completely gassed. And
sure.
So I didn't get a chance to go and see downtown Burlington. I know we got a few listeners in Burlington, so I didn't get a chance to see that. But that's for next time.
Next time, for sure. Yeah.
Next time.
And we ended up just chilling out with them and going back and having some leftovers. I will tell you something. Colonel Colburn can make himself a gumbo, man. He made
that's awesome.
Some fantastic chow. It was awesome. You seeing me okay there? Because you guys are going.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we see you perfectly. Perfect.
That's why you update. That's why you update, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, must stay ahead of the curve.
Update, you jerks. Yes.
So that's it. It was really, really a fantastic weekend, and it was just great. I mean, I love it. Outside of the, you know, we didn't get into a moose collision, so that
I know
was
there
fine.
Was a lot of signs warning for that.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable. When you see something that says hundreds of collisions, you know, colliding with a moose could kill you, that type of stuff. They take it very, very seriously up there, and the moose are very, very
And why can it kill you?
Because they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
How big can a moose get?
A moose can get as big as a horse, certainly. And think about
that. As a horse?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Plus, they've got the things.
Damn, Daniel.
The antlers, things. Daniel.
I just saw him with a little guy, his little friend all the time.
And they're not bipeds like Bullwinkle. They walk on all 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I will tell you. I think it's probably Saturday.
Can't drown a moose, huh?
Into Sunday,
a big bucket,
where we can list the eating that I did.
Oh,
because
good!
It was really one of those
your
days.
Food
where,
journal.
You know, I know. Mike O'Mara's food journal coming back on the Mike O'Mara show.
It's Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Fritz. This week on Political Persuasions, Mike and I talk about the Trump administration's policy of separating immigrants crossing the border illegally from their children. There's a ray of light in local journalism, and you get some of my outtakes. You won't want to miss it.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. The weather is getting hot, 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 so you know that pool time and beach time are here. So now more than ever, you need Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is a streaming service that gives you instant access to super effective workouts that you can do anywhere 24/7. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, Hip Hop Abs, 3-week yoga retreat, and so many more. Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to yoga and even dance workouts. Use your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV. The best part, TMOS listeners can try it absolutely free. I know that Oscar loves it. I really want you to try this service because it'll make you feel better inside and out, I promise. Our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 303030. And we thank you. Welcome back to the show. Okay, the eating. I'm not proud. Everything all right?
Yeah, but
everything is fine.
This was your last hurrah weekend, as we discussed last week. Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. It's a very, very light breakfast in the morning.
Let me get a pen here.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. I think I had a couple of hard-boiled eggs.
Good.
And that was it.
Do you salt them? Pepper them?
Yes.
Yes, me too.
Of course. How could you do anything but?
No. I mean, really. That's the way to eat one.
Plain would be no good. All right, so hard-boiled eggs. Then it's off to the Ben & Jerry's factory. So relatively nondescript breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is it is off to Ben & Jerry's.
Right.
At the Ben & Jerry's factory, I had a small waffle cone with the caramel crunch, not caramel crunch, caramel chocolate chunk.
Yes.
That's what, and a free sample of the same, which would make it probably a medium cone.
Okay. Let's call it a medium.
Not so bad. I think we're at 1,000 calories right now.
Then it is off to, in the car, Nancy busted out some gummies, some of these gummy bears, gummy worms, gummies.
Oh, is that legal up there?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, they're edibles.
That's what I thought.
So
we could all
be very, very high. Then it's
yummy.
It's back to the. It's out to the Maria von Trapp Beer House and Schnitzel Factory, and we go and we have a flight of beers
at the Schnitzeltorium.
At the Schnitzeltorium, the Colburns order a pretzel,
a Bavarian pretzel,
like the Bavarian big pretzel.
To share?
That's what they. I don't know if they should. Once again, I'm really, really sorry. You can't expect me to keep track of my own food, much less everybody else's.
True enough.
I just don't. I don't care.
There's just so much.
I don't care what anybody else is eating. I care what I'm eating. And so,
you know, do you remember those long format printers they had in? They had in like I would say print houses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where the carriage is like maybe 2 feet long. Yeah.
That's what I feel like this list should be printed on.
Dot matrix.
Yeah. Not even dot matrix, but it just the really wide ones.
Right.
Right. Because
it's a wide one. It's really, it's wide one.
This is like the wall of just like the everything he's eaten.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then because what you eat, Mike, is not who you are. What you eat, it really dictates how you feel and your emotion.
Well, I think I was devastated. I was not a pleasant guy in the evening. I was just kind of out of it. That was it.
Yeah, well, you're still upset that the ice cream place was not about, factorizing. Yeah,
but think about the way you woke up. You're like, today's the day. We're going to get it on. Yeah. It's going to be a healthy breakfast.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Then you're excited at the factory, and you're like, man, I'm just going to taste this ice cream. What a waffle cone. This will be awesome.
Right.
And then you get to the Bavarian place, and you're like, hey, I'm going to see what this is all about. Is this actually the right food?
No, they had chicken schnitzel, which is a deep fried, pounded out chicken breast.
This is awesome.
With like, I think they were panko breadcrumbs. All right, now I'm going to start to get into the weeds here because I'm going to get as detailed as I can.
Please.
I'm proud of it. But this, hopefully, by sharing this, I should say to all of our listening audience, this hopefully will prevent other people from doing the same thing.
So you're giving back. You're giving back.
Yes, I am. Good. So I finished my schnitzel.
Did it have a sauce?
Just will you please? I'm trying to get through.
Well, he's practically sexually aroused right now.
I do not want to stand.
It's schnitzel, and it's got like a red cabbage slaw type thing and a sauerkraut element to it. And then my son gets the chicken fingers, which are not chicken fingers. It's slices of schnitzel chopped up and put on his plate, like a half a schnitzel.
Okay.
And he doesn't like it.
Oh.
And so I look over at Carly. It's birthday weekend. She said, yes, go ahead. Eat some of his. So I eat some of his. Meanwhile, you know, the Colburns in their, you know, their perfect low body fat are over there gnawing on a pretzel.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm just going.
Do the Colburns take tiny bites?
No, they eat. They like to eat. But it's just they're fit and they also jog and hike and do things to keep them fit. And so I'm eating the schnitzel. I eat my son's schnitzel. I have a bite of Carla's bratwurst sandwich that she had. It's all German food. And it's off to the car. And I lost consciousness in the car at that point driving back. The real trouble begins. I think I woke up about 10 minutes into the drive because I heard this. And that was somebody opening up more gummies.
Oh, yeah.
This is just like what Santos does. Yeah. He'll be napping, like straight napping, right?
Yes.
He ran out in the humidity of DC. He's got nothing left in him. And God forbid I open up some sort of human food.
Yes.
Because he for him, it's anything that makes any sort of cellophane wrapper or paper.
Yes.
That means that the weak one, old Papa Santana, is going to give his fry guy a treat.
Time to go put the touch on him.
Yeah. The old patita to his crotch.
I think this is what happened. I felt that at the Ben and Jerry's factory, I was somehow shortchanged. I felt as though there would have been more than just walking through the flavor graveyard.
You were owed.
That I was owed more. That there was more. There should have been more ice cream itself. You know,
the experience was weak.
It's like going to a Penn and Teller magic show. You know, it's like yak 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 yak. Show me a goddamn trick.
Or
you know,
or when we went to go see Love in Vegas, we're like, this Beatles.
Oh, this is
oh
so great.
God.
This is so great. Then it's a bunch of people jumping on trampolines.
The best part was the booze.
That's a flawed analogy because Love was great.
Love sucks.
Oh, so hack. And by the way, what a crap theater.
I felt shortchanged.
Such an a-hole.
I felt shortchanged.
Jesus Christ, how do you live with yourself?
What do you own that theater? What do you got, stock in MGM?
Yeah, that's what I have. Make
all right,
it personal.
You guys, look, take it up when we get back to Vegas, all right? We'll all go.
All right.
Make to see him jump on a trampoline off the MGM Grand.
I felt shortchanged.
I'd slide down.
And by the time we got back, I didn't mention that for my birthday the night before, the Colburns had served cake and Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
You mentioned the cake.
I didn't mention the Ben and Jerry's.
No, you did not.
But we ate the cake, and frankly, with just two little pints with the force, we didn't even make a dent. Oh, by the way, I don't think they understand the concept of eating the entire pint.
Who doesn't?
Well, I think that they don't eat like
skinny people,
I eat.
Though.
Most the Colburns get them on the phone. I'll tell them all about it.
Then people don't eat. And there was Americone. What's the Stephen Colbert one? What's the Americone?
Americone Dream.
Yeah. Americone Dream. Yes. And there was about a quarter of it left. And we got into the house, and I didn't care. At this point, I went right to the freezer and just went to a chair, grabbed it out of the freezer because we'd made a joke about it on the way home. You know, there's more Ben and Jerry's at home. And I went in and
Who brought that up?
I don't know. I probably did. And so
I got those pints.
I had that. And then everybody begins to sort of, everybody goes into the abyss a little bit with the food.
Okay.
And I begin to I eat that, and I'm still, and now I've just awakened all my inner fat man.
The beast.
I'm going to eat anything. And we're going to have leftovers for dinner. And Carla somehow brings out birthday cake. I ate birthday cake. I ate Ben and Jerry's. I ate more of the gummies. Then he brought out the gumbo from the night before, and then he went out and got a pizza.
Wow.
Oh,
and then,
my God.
And then
God.
We went down and watched a movie, and she brought more gummies down, and they were feeding the fat man. And it's like, I'm not proud. I woke up with
they're the food. Wonderful, they're wonderful hosts, though, to allow
following
you to
day.
Have all wake that
stuff. Wake
up
in the morning following day. Michael makes us, before we hit the road, at about 8:30. Michael Culver makes an incredible Mexican omelet.
Oh my God.
That we enjoyed. So the Mexican omelet, and I eat, they had these little store-bought crullers that they had, and this is where the donuts began. And so I eat the crullers the next day. Sunday is the last day of my birthday weekend.
The hurrah, yes.
And so I eat the crullers, and we eat the crullers, and then I know I'm running out of timer. So it's crullers. We stop in Gorham, New Hampshire. We go to the Chinese buffet where I have lo mein fried rice, General Cho's chicken, and a couple of dumplings. Smokes. And there we go. And then by the time we got home, right before we go home, and this is where I'm just sitting there going,
yeah,
there's no more room.
We stopped right before we got home. We stopped at Tim Hortons and got six honey crullers.
That's why you said this is where the donuts begin, because the donuts ended at Tim Hortons.
And by the way, the dying chain of Tim Crullers, Tim Hortons,
Tim Crullers.
I wish it was Tim. Every one of them we've stopped at is that we only have two. You only have two because you're just now turning into a crap chain that doesn't hire anyone worth their warm spit. And so they're always out of donuts and they suck. And so
this, you have changed your tune about Tim Crullers.
Yes. No, it's not good. It's not good. It was very disappointing.
Wow.
And you can read about them in Canada. They pissed everybody off in Canada too.
Really?
So, anyway, yeah. So read about them. Tim Hortons. Anyway, that's it. So that's the food. Today, I will be eating a piece of kale. Starting at 10 o'clock and eating it all day long. Thank you. Thank
it
you
pairs well with the grapefruit, Mike.
All right. By the way, news you may not need coming up. Stay tuned for the kicker. We'll be right back, everybody.
You did it. You did it.
You did it.
I can't believe you did it.
Yes, because of you, TMOS Live 2018, presented by Zappos, is sold out.
Thank you to our listeners for selling the show out.
Here, here.
Stay tuned to the Mike O'Mara Show for updates and details on the other events that will be a part of TMOS Live 2018.
Congratulations, you did it.
Everybody did it.
We all did it.
Boom, bam.
We'll see you on Friday, November 2nd in the Council Chambers Theater at the Zappos Corporate Center in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Congratulations to the people that made this happen. You.
Thanks for being the best fans in the world.
The fans of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Jim Amato, and welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Shop on Amazon. Everybody does it. It's easy, and it saves money. It's a no-brainer, but please remember to use your brain and access the site by clicking the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. That's smart. That will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
This is a weird coincidence. I redid my living room about 8 months ago, and Katie Von Herman, my co-host on Cake and Cookies, did her office last week. We were talking on Cake and Cookies yesterday. Without consulting each other, we bought the same rug on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
The exact same rug. So if you want to be like us, buy the Safavea Madison Collection cream and multicolored bohemian chic distressed area rug.
Beautiful.
And think about this. It's a drag to have to haul a rug back to your house. Oh, you get it on Amazon Prime for under $150.
Yeah.
They drop it off on your doorstep. And it's Beautiful.
Beautiful,
guys. You can find the rug and more. Amazon really does have everything. Find it at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. Then make sure that we get credit. It costs you nothing. Now go spend money.
Money.
News.
Oh, wow. That's loud. Yeah. Thank you, Skype.
Those rat bastards at Skype.
Oh, unbelievable.
I tell you, all that free software.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, that's it. Right. Isn't that the bottom line?
You pay for what you get, Mike. That's what my dad always said.
Get what you pay for is what he should have
said. Damn it, that foreigner.
Roseanne Barr.
Backwards with him.
Let me begin. Roseanne Barr. Let me start again. Roseanne Barr is sticking to her story that her tweet comparing a black woman to Planet of the Apes wasn't racist. But on a recent podcast with her rabbi, she apologized again for it and even cried. She said, quote, "I have to face that it hurt people. When you hurt people, even unwillingly, there's no excuse. I don't want to run off and blather on with excuses. It was my own ignorance, and there's no excuse for that ignorance." She added, quote, "You have to feel remorse, not just repentance. That's just a step towards feeling remorse. And when you feel remorse, you have to follow it with recompense. And so she's... I don't know what she's doing.
She's feeling remorse, Mike.
And recompense. I think what happened is, in order to keep herself protected from the media onslaught, if she had granted an interview to a real outlet, she went through her rabbi, and I think that is somehow going to help her control her message. I'm not sure it's going to work, though.
Yeah, and... The news we broke on TMZ on Friday.
Yes.
That the show's coming back, The Conners.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the buyout.
So she's not suffering that
much. She still won.
Yeah.
She won in the
end. No one won as much as Fishman.
Seth Rogen let House Speaker Paul Ryan know that he's not a fan in the most brutal way possible. On The Late Show Friday night, Seth said that he was at a summit on brain health organized by Mitt Romney when two teenage boys approached him for a photo. But then their dad came up to get in the pic, and it was Ryan. So Seth refused, and he told Ryan, quote, "I hate what you're doing to the country at this moment, and I count the days till you no longer have one iota of the power that you currently have." Seth said he's glad he refused the photo, but he feels bad for the kids since it wasn't their fault. But he added, quote, "They should probably learn that if they like a movie or song, the person who made that probably doesn't like their dad that much." Doesn't that sound like a stoner saying, doesn't like their dad that
much? You should know that.
It's a weird world we live in right now. I mean, on both sides. I don't know. It's hard to preach politeness during this time when we're getting it from all sides.
However, I would love to see Seth Rogen make policy.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom opened huge.
I'm going tonight, Mike. Going tonight.
Dinosaur movie.
Going tonight.
Dinosaur movie.
Let me know if there's even the slightest chance, and be responsible, Godfather, if there's even the slightest chance that I could take my little guy.
Dark. It's already dark.
It's super dark.
Yeah, because my sister took her
Her kiddos.
Well, my brother-in-law did.
Okay.
And I talked to him, and I was like, man, I can't wait to go see. He goes, don't take kids.
Take kids. Wow. Thank you. Awesome. Dark. That's great. Got out of that what I wanted. I took in $150 million over its first 3 days. That's better than expected, but still behind the first Jurassic World, which made $208.8 million 3 years ago. The Incredibles 2 had a fantastic second weekend with 80.9
million. Now, you say that. Did you see the original Incredibles? Rap.
Mike, I'm not an Incredibles guy, but I cannot deny this.
The first Incredibles, man, when you are about 10 minutes in, you forget it's a cartoon. It's an action movie. Right. It's an action movie.
Well, I don't want to go that far. I don't know. But I haven't seen it.
So I guess I'm stupid.
You're not stupid.
Thank you.
The most dangerous. Do I have to throw a bucket of water on you two today? The most dangerous summer toys. The most dangerous summer. This is like I've got kindergartners that I'm working with today. The most dangerous summer toys for kids this year. Are you ready?
Yeah.
They include balloon slingshots. What could possibly go
that's
wrong?
That's a good idea.
Balloon slingshots. Lawn darts with blunt weighted tips. I've seen these. I guess if you throw them high enough in the air, they can still cause major injuries. Let me see. Big wheels. You know, the wheels are fun. Big wheels are bad because drivers can't see them.
Oh, because they're so low slung.
Big wheels are very dangerous. All types of swimming pools and also slip and slides. He's dislocated his shoulder, unfortunately. That's it. With that.
I said, I'm not going to use my slip and slide anymore.
There you go. Watch out.
He's coming down the hill.
The annual World's Ugliest Dog contest went down on. I always want to read this like a local news.
Do it. Do it.
The annual World's Ugliest Dog contest went down on Saturday in Petaluma, California. And this year's winner is a 9-year-old English bulldog named Zsa Zsa. Her most prominent feature is a massive tongue that hangs out of her mouth and is so long and flappy that it looks like it's almost scraping the ground. She beat out 14 other dogs, including the usual mix of jacked up chihuahuas, dogs with underbites, and random explosions of hair and wrinkled and sagging older dogs. Zsa Zsa's owners drove 30 hours from Minnesota to enter her in the contest. They won a trophy at $1,500, which probably doesn't even cover the cost of the trip. All right. I hope those bragging rights were worth it, right?
You know what? You could take that story you just read and put it right on Jim Handley's sizzle reel.
Hi, I'm Jim Handley. Look at that tongue. Boy. It looks like your tongue, Doreen. But that's another story, isn't it? Yeah, yes, sir.
Poor Doreen.
Doreen.
And now a little something-something, ladies and gentlemen. A 35-year-old guy, his name was Barry Opre.
Barry Opre. Hello, sure. It's Barry Opre.
One of yours.
He broke into a guy named Ryan Boyd's apartment in Paisley, Scotland earlier this year.
Barry stole Ryan's PlayStation 4, his Nintendo Switch, and a bunch of games worth about $1,300. And when Ryan got home and found that he'd been robbed, he noticed a very strong and awful smell in his house.
Oh.
It was the smell of horrible body odor. But Ryan had smelled it before, earlier that morning, when he walked past a guy sitting on a bench near his apartment. And yeah, that guy's name was Barry.
Ah.
He passed that info along to the cops, and they were able to track down Barry, and he was arrested for burglary. And last week, he was in court and pled guilty. So a happy
ending
there, ladies and gentlemen. This is no surprise to any of us on the show, because it's the same way we caught Rofo stealing pens.
Oh, no.
This has to stop now.
I know who did it. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we've got the audio vault with Rob Spivak right here on the mic over here. It was Rofo.
It was.
Who else could it be?
Sure, man.
Hi, everybody. This is Name Barry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address name, Barry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. It's birthday season, and you know what that means.
Yes.
It's almost the 4th of July. Yes, America is celebrating a birthday, and you can celebrate too with a TMOS bonus package. Declare your independence from boredom with a weekly uncensored commercial-free sixth hour of TMOS fun. Each and every week, we light the comedy fuse and fill your senses with multicolored explosions of hilarity and big booms of bombastic joy. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and there's almost zero chance of you blowing your fingers off. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary to laugh your ass off, sign up for the TMOS bonus package.
Amen.
Thomas Jefferson called it witty, John Adams called it delightfully ribald, and Ben Franklin said it was funny as a fart in a spacesuit.
Whoa.
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back, so please quit sucking, and God bless America. Open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, June 25, 2018, Rob Spivak.
How would Ben Franklin know what a spacesuit is?
Oh, man, I didn't know. He could very, see the future.
Very right. Ahead of his time. He invented bifocals, too. At age 83, arguably the greatest top 40 disc jockey of all time has passed. He passed last night, the great Dan Ingram. And my dad grew up with him. He started in the early 60s and came to real national attention because he was on WABC in New York. Mm-hmm. And at nighttime, WABC covered about half the country.
Whoa.
And he was just an amazing jock. And I think when you listen to the classic tapes of him, the way he interacted with elements and was just so friendly, and his live
talk. He taught a lot of us how to do it.
And anyway, I'm going to play a brief clip of him here from 1973. This is from April 19th of 1973 on WABC, captured off of AM radio. Man, this is the guy who knew how to do it.
Good. Hey, what do you know? 16 past 5 already in the Ingram outrage. Weatherman says, oh, this is a long forecast. We'll do it at the end of the record. We'll have time to get the whole thing in before he starts singing, all right? Steelers wheel, number 14 this week at WABC. 19 past 5 right now. Chance to see showers and thunder showers early this evening, and then fair later tonight. Temperatures in the mid-50s. Sunny tomorrow, temperatures in the upper 60s to the lower along the shore. Fair tomorrow night, fair on Saturday. The weekend looks good. Right now it's 74, cloudy, WABC degrees.
Rated G, general audiences.
It's now playing at the Columbia 2 Theater, Lowe's Troy Hills, and UA 150, Syosset. Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. War, number 5 at WABC. All right.
Just
that's so cool.
Effortless.
And
the sound of the city.
So cool.
The sound of the city at that time growing up. And again, it was one of my dad's favorites.
Yeah.
And also, you will bounce around on Facebook, and I checked down a lot of people that have worked with him in the past. There's not a bad word ever said about this guy. He helped everyone coming up and always had the
very
right
cool
attitude. So rest in peace, Dan Ingram. Radio today would not be what it was without you.
Absolutely.
Ah, okay. Dave Paulson is a musician, and he has written a concept album based on the movie Tommy Boy. It's not a musical, but it's an entire album, and it's called Sandusky, Ohio, based of where on the,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
where
yeah,
it's
yeah
set. And the thing that surprised me the most,
Callahan brake pads.
The music is pretty good.
We'll trace the dotted line, crossing our hearts and hope you'll sign. But one by one, our friends leave us behind.
Musical based on Tommy Boy?
It is an album that thematically tells the story of Tommy Boy in a series of songs.
Are they going to turn it into like a Broadway play or something?
I don't know what the plans are, but the thing that blew my mind is that the music is not a disaster. So good for him.
Pretty
I look forward to it.
It's Beatlesque.
It is very Beatlesque. I had the exact same thought. That went very well for Dave Paulson. It didn't go very well on the BET Awards last night for Terrence J and Cassie, who were on the red carpet before the awards began, and for reasons that were not entirely clear, they got shut down by a policeman. This is live television on BET. This could have gone better.
Who designed this tonight? Because I need that look.
Man, styled by Brian Javara, man. This is grayscale. Did both
shut
of us.
Down.
Absolutely, really dope.
Shut down. You guys are done. You're done.
Excuse me, sir. Well, you know we're live on
television. We're live on television right now, sir.
What's up? No.
Because you guys don't attention to
we're live. We'll be back, sir. It's okay, sir. It's all right. You can
hear
that.
Sir, my father is a firefighter.
The security wow coming.
No, he
in
is.
It's okay. Because nobody.
What the hell
happened? Got real, you guys.
So they're the hosts, right?
Yes, exactly.
And they, so either someone didn't get the right permit, they are over capacity, they had some issues, and you know, we've all been in bars, we've all been at live broadcasts. If there's an issue, they shut it all down.
They do.
Yeah,
right?
They're power hungry too. They like throwing their
I like
out.
How
I don't understand.
The presenters though, the hosts were like, hey, we're on live TV, heads up.
Yeah.
Right? We're on live TV.
And I don't understand why she said, hey, my dad's a firefighter.
Well, maybe
because
something was
I think
set
they
off,
said something about air a fire marshal.
Fire code.
Okay, well, just because she's related to one doesn't change the law.
Well, just to say, hey, maybe it was almost like signaling, I respect your job, let us wind up here.
You wouldn't care about that much, Rob, if they were white.
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? I was the only one who watched the BET Awards last night.
Yeah, right.
You and I'm so glad that Tiffany won.
Okay. Tiffany Haddish won?
Yes, she won for Best Actress.
Jamie Foxx.
Oh,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
And thank Jamie Foxx, very concerned that people weren't clapping enough.
Yeah.
That seemed to be his theme last night. speaking of shows that I also don't watch, the last hour of the Today Show, they noticed this on the John Oliver Show on HBO this weekend. Kathy Lee and Hoda are becoming one. all they do is say things at the same time, the same thing. This is horrifying.
Timing is everything. By the way, it's National Cookie Day. We're talking about Tyra Banks, Tyler Posey, Rachel Fong, Simone Biles, Simon Pegg, Gal Gadot, Gino Venta, Jacinto, Joe Manganiello, Ginger Edman, Jordan and Kyle Take the Aisle. Come on down.
Isn't that awesome?
Ready Player One. Blockers, get out. Guys tell all. Girl, wash your face. Her face. Song.
And the other one, on the other hand.
Miracle. 80 pounds. Chilling with my snowmies. One pot pork with pickled peppers. Barbara, the music, the memories, the magic. Hungry. Hangry.
I have no idea how they do it day after day. That is
worse. And when John Oliver set it up, is that the way he did it?
Of course he did.
Did he do it that way, the way he said? And then I've discovered the fact that John Oliver, there's just no way I can watch an entire program because this is the way he speaks to me every single time he's talking. It doesn't matter what the subject matter is. He does it this way. And by 10 minutes in, I've got a screaming headache and I get migraines anyway.
You know, he does make you earn it, but it's a really amazing fact that he can be more annoying than that compilation of tape.
That's just by the way he talks.
Anyway, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody. And Mike, happy birthday once again.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayApod app. Our thanks to everybody that sold out our show in Las Vegas. Big things planned and more to come. Woo! Stay tuned for that. Remember that all snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Transportation for the Mike O'Mara Show provided by DTS Worldwide Transportation, serving Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and worldwide. The leader in luxury chauffeured transportation since 1990. Call them at 800-914-2855.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.